packages that are out for Mother's Day. So, ladies, mothers, happy Mother's Day. We're glad you're here. Hope to be a blessing to you today. And you pray for those who are families. Like I said, we got 8 or 10 families out of town traveling. I'm glad they're going to see their mom or spend time with mom, whatever the case may be. And let me encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not and your mother is still with you, make sure you give her a call, as I did my mother this morning. I wasn't able to talk to her. I don't know where they were at. Probably went out for breakfast before church. So I left them a message, and I'll call her again this afternoon. So make sure you do that. And as a quick reminder before we pray, no evening service. Please spend time with your family. And you pray for Michelle and I, as we'll also be traveling later this week on Tuesday to go fly into Atlanta, and we'll be there in the Georgia area, then in Tennessee before returning. Pray for Brother Hull. He'll be traveling in tomorrow, and he'll be preaching for me Wednesday, Sunday, and Wednesday. So you encourage him while he's here. And, of course, we'll continue to have our men's fellowship. No ladies' Bible study this week on Thursday. Men's, you guys will still meet. And then Brother Draper, I'm not in here. Okay, I'll give you the verses for Tuesday, and then Brother Draper, he's going to take the next Tuesday that I'm out. Brother Draper will take the lead on that. All right, let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer today, and then our ladies are going to come. You want to go ahead and come now? Or ladies, if you don't mind, ladies are willing to sing. You don't have to be a member. You're a regular attender if you'd like to come to the choir and join Michelle. The ladies are going to be singing this morning, so you ladies come right on up. Come on, ladies. Come on. Don't be bashful. I have our granddaughter with us this morning. I told her the message was for her this morning. All these people are here to listen to her message. All right, while our ladies make the way to the choir, let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you so much, and thank you for your goodness to us, your blessings upon us. Thank you for our dear, sweet ladies here this morning, especially our mothers. We pray your blessings upon them. I pray that you comfort them, encourage them, help them enjoy the service today as we honor our mothers and talk about them today. And Lord, again, I just want to thank you so much for just a privilege to be here today. Be with our families that are traveling today. Lord, I pray that you give them traveling mercy and safety their way and visiting family and friends and their parents. And those who are visiting with us today, we're so glad they're here. Help us, Lord, to lift our voices and hearts as we worship together in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're going to sing our chorus of the month. God is good all the time. Go ahead and stand up with me.
God is
is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good, God is good all the time. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good, God is good. God is good, God is good, God is good, God is good all the time. Go ahead and turn around, shake a hand, say hello to somebody. Make your way back to your seats. We'll go ahead and sing that again. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. 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 God is good all the time. Normally I let you sit down, but we're going to sing Standing on the Promises. So we can't be sitting on the premises. So let's stay standing. We're going to sing first, second, and fourth verse. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing. God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. howling storms of doubt and fear assail. By the living word of God I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Now you can be seated.
I got a couple more announcements here this morning. It's so good to be here this morning. Well, we had a great missions conference. For those of you who were not with us toward the end, we still may have some commitments coming in, but don't forget, we start giving what we asked the Lord to give through us starting today for the next year until our next missions conference. And we have committed unto the Lord to give $60,000 a year above our tithes and offerings designated to missions. We also, this past week, picked up four new missionary families, the two missionary families that were with us that we did not already support, the Davis family, as well as the Harrison family. We voted to pick them up, as well as the Jones family, and then also the Heppen family in Germany, the U.S. military, that is now missionary pastor of the church where I was at before coming back to the States and here at Harvest. So what a joy to hear about those things. So let's continue to give unto the Lord as He provides for us. Looking forward to other cards that may come in today. If you have not turned in your card about what you feel the Lord would have you to give through your family, through missions, please put that in today in the offering. Those cards that we have back in the foyer, we look forward to that. And then also, thank you for you to come this morning. Thank you so much, church family, for your obedience unto the Lord and giving your tithes and offering. Look forward to this next coming days and weeks and years where we continue to give as the Lord has blessed us. And, of course, our missions program, so excited to hear from our missions as we do. If some of you have not been here on a Sunday or Wednesday night, I encourage you to do that. We always feature and read letters from our missionaries on Sunday and Wednesday nights and pray for them as well. But God has been good, looking forward to seeing what the Lord does through our missions program and our giving. All right, let's go before the Lord and ask God's blessings upon our tithe and offering. Brother Kevin, would you please pray for us?
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for blessing us with this beautiful day, this beautiful church, and all these beautiful ladies that sang such lovely music for us this morning. And Lord, as we just sang, trust and obey, at this time in our service, we obey you in the giving of tithes and offerings, and we trust you that you will guide our people in the disbursement of these funds for the building of our church, for outreach throughout the nation and the world and here at home. And we thank you, Lord. We are so grateful for all you've done for us. And you ask so little, and this we do with joy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's go before the Lord together and ask God's blessings upon our services today, and ask the Lord to do a work in your heart as well, as I pray for our men here this morning as they pray for me. Let's go before the Lord in prayer together. Father, we are so truly grateful for the privilege and opportunity to be here this morning. What a joy it is to serve the Lord. Father, what a joy it is to come together to church today as our country, as well as many other countries around the world, set aside a day once a year to celebrate mothers. Many in our land had a time where they separate and they just celebrate women in general. But here in America, it's Mother's Day as we honor and recognize our mothers. We take the time to express our appreciation. Cards and letters and phone calls and meals will go out and be prepared. And what a blessing it is. But Father, help us today not only think and consider about what you have done and the women that you put in our lives, for help us to be grateful for them on a regular basis and not just on an annual basis. Help them to be in the forefront of our minds. And then, Father, as we go before you this morning, help us individually as well as collectively say, Lord, speak to my heart today through the message. It is the Word of God, and whatever it's geared to, whatever it's presented, in any way it is presented, it's for me. It's to help make me better for who I am in Christ. Father, I pray that you'd help us, Lord, to solely focus on the preaching and put away the cares and concerns of the world, that we might benefit, that we might be encouraged, that we might be challenged from the preaching today. Father, I thank you for our men here this morning, and especially those harvest men and those who are visiting with us, that you just encourage and strengthen them, Father. Help them to be the men, the husbands, the sons that you would have them to be. Encourage them, strengthen them, Father. Protect their eyes, their ears, Lord, their tongue and their speech, Lord. Help them to be Christ-like in all that they do. Pray that you'd put a hedge about them to protect them from sin. Help them be the godly example in their home, in their community, and here at church. Father, we thank you for our ladies at Harvest, Lord. What a joy it is to serve alongside with them. And thank you so much as they strive to serve you and to be that Proverbs 31 woman. Help them, Lord, to enjoy the service today. And as we make every attempt to try to encourage and be a blessing to them in our service today, I pray that you'd help them to continue to serve you and to serve here in their church and their community. Father, we thank you for those that are serving today, those in the parking lot, those in the nursery and children's church, Lord, wherever they may be, Lord, thank you so much for their willingness to serve their church family, Lord, by doing some of the little things behind the scenes, as well as taking care of and ministering to our boys and girls. And now, Father, I pray that you'd help me this morning. Give me clarity of thought, mind, and speech this morning as we prepare to preach in just a few moments. Father, that you would use me to be a blessing, an encouragement, and a challenge to the preaching and teaching of God's Word. And Father, help us all once again to focus our sights and our hearts and our ears on you. And let it be said when everything is done that Christ was uplifted, Christ was glorified, and we were challenged and we responded to the gospel. Help us today, we ask, in the wonderful name of our Savior Jesus. Amen. Text today, and it's really not much where I'll be preaching from this morning. It's going to be a little bit different this morning, but if you open your Bibles to Mark chapter 14, and we'll have some music here come just a moment after the preaching, after reading our text, but Mark chapter 14, we'll read verses 3 through 9, and as I mentioned before, Mother's Day, time of the year where we set aside a day. In this verse, you'll find out, and it's mentioned of being a memorial to this lady who made the sacrifice for Christ. And each year, we set aside some time to honor our mothers in many parts of the world. In Europe and Eastern Europe, it's called Women's Day, where they honor women in general. But so the day's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to use this verse, and we won't refer back to it too much during the preaching, but I still hope it'll be a blessing. But notice in Mark 14, verses 3 through 9. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard and very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of this ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? For you the poor with you always, and whatsoever you will, you may do them good. But me you have not always, but she have done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever the gospel, wheresoever the gospel is preached shall be preached throughout the whole world. This also that she hath done shall be spoken of a memorial of her. Father, bless the reading of thy word and help me this morning. Give me clarity of thought, mind, and speech. And as this is mentioned through the scripture, this deed, this act of this woman anointing the feet of and the head of our Savior will be remembered. And as we read the scripture, she is being memorialized in the very sense. And Father, help us in the same way remember our ladies, remember our mothers, and greet them, Lord, and not only annually remember them, but Lord, on a regular basis, show that appreciation for the creation that you have and that you've given us and put into our lives, called our wives, our mothers, our daughters. Father, bless and do what only you can do today. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, I'm going to go over to Genesis chapter 2 before we start this morning. Thank you for that song. Isn't it a shame today we sing Sweet Hour of Prayer, but I think in reality sometimes it's Sweet Moment of Prayer. Do we spend an hour in prayer? Do we spend time in prayer? I think what a wonderful song. I pray to hope it was a blessing to you and a good reminder to us. All right, I've got a challenge before me today. And before I start getting serious, I'm going to do some silliness here in just a moment. But Genesis chapter 2, and we'll read, I'm thinking verse 20 here in just a moment. And we'll read a couple of verses, and we'll get something to our text. Today is Mother's Day, and I know it's going to sound like it's for men. Well, it kind of is. But for the sake and the encouragement of our loving mothers and our wives, I want to encourage you, the unmarried, to look for the right kind of spouse. Ladies, moms, grandmothers, big sisters, all you that fall in that category of ladies, pray for and encourage your sons, your grandsons, your brothers, your friends to be the man that God would have them to be. And this morning I've got a bit of a challenge because I've got some granddaughters here. So good to see her since we other ladies or girls are gone. But we have one of our granddaughters with us this morning and another special friend, Brother Ryan. And I've got Brother Michael. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing, but I talk fast. And I'm going to try to slow down just a little bit, because my friend Michael's got these fancy glasses that's supposed to put subtitles for him to see because he doesn't hear well. And I'm interested to find out if it can keep up with me. I don't think that it can, but technology and AI is wonderful, but sometimes it can be a curse. And so I'm going to try to slow down a little bit. But Michael, brother, I love you, but I don't know if I can, but I'm going to try. And hopefully that can do what it needs to do to help you get everything in the message this morning as well. But in the book of Genesis chapter 2, in the latter part of verse 20, Adam has named the plants and he's named the animals. And in verse 20 it says, "And Adam gave names to all cattle and to fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was none found and help me for him." Gentlemen, do you realize that the woman was created because the Lord knew we needed help? Ladies, come on, ladies. They knew we needed help. If you're here today and you have not been married yet, gentlemen, you're going to need help. And that's why God gave us women. Those of you who are married, you just need to remember she is your helpmeet. Appreciate her a little more than you already do. Even if you appreciate her greatly, like myself with my wife, need to appreciate her a little bit more. But let's go a little further here in the next verse. In verse 21, "And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord had God taken from man, made a woman and brought her unto the man." Now remember, that bone was taken from the side, not the foot, not the hand, but from the side. Help meet to come along by our side. Special gift, special creation God created for man. And then verse 23, "And Adam said, this is now bone of my flesh." Excuse me, "It's bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she hath been taken out of man." I think that he didn't just call her woman. I think he said, "Whoa, man." He was impressed. He was impressed. And are we still impressed with those ladies that God has given us and put us in our life? I texted my little sister this morning and said, "Love you, Pam. Happy Mother's Day." Because she is a woman, a young lady that God has put in my life as well. So, yes, today's message is going to be a little geared more toward the men this morning, but it's in the way of helping our men, helping our ladies. I don't know what I'll do on Father's Day this year. You just have to come to find out. So, gentlemen, if you came today to bring all the women in your life here so they can be preached to, I'm sorry you're going to be let down. But anyway, I still think it'll be a help to them as well as to you. Now, just think, if men would do what they could and should do for the Lord, what would happen in our marriages, our homes, our relationships, and our local churches? What would take place in our homes, our local churches, and our community, as well as our lives, our wives, our ladies, did all they could to be that helpmeet God created them to be, to make us men better? That's why you were created. They're there to help us, help meet. What would our world more be like? See, we live in a day with the world today that everybody looks out for number one, themselves. They're not concerned about how I can help others. As we talked about in Sunday school, there's no forbearance or long suffering or friendship in many ways the way the Bible describes it. So, I believe I can safely say and share with you this morning several things about what godly women want. We could say what godly women not only want, but maybe what godly women need in their life to help them to be the helpmeet that God would have them to be. Number one, I believe they need a man or a husband who contends for their faith. Well, gentlemen, if we're leading by example and doing what we're supposed to do, it makes it so much easier for our wives to follow along and work with us alongside of us to be what they need to be as well. Jude 3, the Bible says, "Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." To contend for the faith. And gentlemen, are we contenders of the faith? Does he put his faith into practice? Do people know who we are in Christ? Do they know who our family are in Christ because we put our faith where it needs to be, in the forefront? He not only puts his faith into practice, but he seeks for opportunities to be a witness, to be an encouragement to those that are around him. And then he also responds to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Dear friends, the Holy Spirit is not spelled W-O-M-A-N or W-I-V-E. God gave us a wife, or W-I-F-E, plural, I need to add S on the end of that. God gave us a wife to help us. But our responsibility is to allow the Lord to direct and to lead our lives. And that's what women need. That's what a godly wife needs. The Bible tells us, husbands, we are to love our wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And it's so much easier for a godly wife, for a wife to be godly when they have a godly example to follow and to labor along with in their home and in their life. Number two, not only does she need a husband who contends for the faith, but a husband who is committed to serve. Committed to serve. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 4, the Bible says, praying with us with much entreaty that we should receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. A husband is committed to serve. Many of us in this room today stood to attention, took an oath, and decided to serve our country, and we took it seriously. We're very patriotic about our service into our country, and those of us that are veterans now, we honor that, and when people say, thank you for your service, often our response is, it was an honor to serve. And dear friends, we should still take that same aspect of an honor to serve by honoring and serving our Savior. See, he is a partner with Christ, a husband who is committed to serve, a man who is committed to serve. He prays for others and he serves others. The Bible talks about, has a phrase there in the Gospels, what do ye more than others? In other words, are you willing to serve others, put others before you as you serve? See, within our military today, it doesn't matter what your politics may be. We serve and defend our country, every single person, whether we agree with their politics or not, whether we agree with their lifestyle or not. That is our job, to serve and to protect. And gentlemen, that is our role as a man, to serve and to protect. It's what a woman needs in her life, not just a godly husband willing to serve, but men. And ladies, let me encourage you to train up your sons, to train up your nephews, to train up and encourage your grandsons to serve the Lord, but to serve others as well. Some of the biggest impact, gentlemen, that we've had in our life have been our mothers and our grandmothers. I can say myself as well, a mother having a great impact, but also my grandmother having a great impact in my life. She wasn't always there directly day to day, but when I visited her, when I saw her as a child, when I saw her as an adult, when I came home from the military, when I come home to visit while I was serving overseas, she would always whisper in my ear and say, she called me preacher when she whispered in my ear, preacher, I love you. And I've been praying for you, and I will pray for you as long as the Lord gives me breath here on earth. She made an impact in my life. And gentlemen, we need that as well as they need us to be what God has created us to be. A husband or a man who contends for the faith, who is committed to serve. And number three, who enjoys fellowship. Who enjoys fellowship. Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Gentlemen, no man is an island. We need one another. We need Christ-like fellowship. We need Christ-like encouragement. We need other men in our lives to encourage us, to hold us accountable. The Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron. These men, the right kind of man, he invests time with and in other believers. That's why we have that Tuesday morning fellowship and Bible study for those men that are not working, or some of our men that are off on Tuesdays, to come together to fellowship and to encourage. That's why we try to schedule men's prayer meetings on a Saturday several times a year. We need to do it more often, but the idea is for fellowship, for encouragement, that we might get to know one another, that we might pray for one another better. He invests time with and in believers. He fellowships with God in God's word. He is not an agitator. He is an encourager. And oh, how we need more encouragers and less agitators today. Dear friends, what a gift to give our wives. What a gift to give our ladies, not just a once a year thing, but on a daily basis, to be men, to be a husband that contends for the faith, who is committed to serve, and who enjoys the fellowship of other believers, of others with Christ-like faith as you have in your life. What a way to honor our ladies, not just one day a year, but 365 days a year. I was talking to one of the men this morning before church started, and we talked about the wonderful weather in Arizona. He mentioned 360-some days of the year that we get blue, beautiful skies. Wouldn't it be wonderful, gentlemen, if we can give a beautiful testimony in Christ-like behavior 365 days a year for our ladies to see, for our wives, for our daughters, for our granddaughters, for any ladies and young girls that are in our life. And by the way, gentlemen, let me remind you, ladies, let me remind you, there's some boys and girls in our church that watch and observe other ladies in our church and other men in our church. Some of them will all almost automatically gravitate to some that's got that outgoing personality or willingness to be loving and kindness and outgoing toward them as they see them at church. Yes, those who contend for the faith, that committed to serve, that enjoys fellowship. But number four, also one who knows that God owns it all. He knows, a husband, a man, knows that God owns it all. So often in a relationship, if we're not careful, we default automatically of asking a particular a mom or dad in the family or whatever who we feel like maybe, especially when we're kids growing up, who has the purse string, so to say. I know my kids tease me often and my wife tease me often. As I've shared with you before, I'm that guy that stands at the cash register when I use cash. Today's society is so easy just to tap the card. We used to have to plug it in and fight with it. Now you just tap it and boom, they take the money right out of your account. But those of us who still pay with cash once in a while, I stand up and I've got to have the ones, the fives, the tens, the 20s. Is there something that comes after? Oh, yeah, there's a 50 and I think 100. Don't see them too often, but I know they're out there. They've got to be in order. So when my daughters are at home and my wife even out, even my daughters that are grown, going somewhere and they see me pull my wallet out, they'll say, "Dad, can I have whatever's in the back?" Because they know if anything, it's a higher bill, it's in that back area. If we put that biggest bill toward the back. You know, I'm afraid sometimes if we're not careful, we reserve our biggest, our best in our life toward the end or toward the back instead of letting it be in the forefront of our life, gentlemen. We want our wives to be godly. We want to set them a godly example, and we want that. But Lord, the best way, gentlemen, we can see that happen is for us to set the example and help them, because see, they're the helpmeet for us, as we read in Genesis chapter 2. And the best, and God's created her to help me to be as a man, that all that I could be for Christ. And we, in return, should turn the favor. The Bible tells us, as I've already mentioned, other passages of Scripture, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. That doesn't mean that we love her as long as she's loving us. That doesn't mean we honor and reverence her as long as she does the same for me. No, we do it expecting nothing in return, because God created her to be that for us, and we want to treat her that way 365 days a year. The book of Philippians chapter 3. And verse 8 and 9, in reference to the husband and the man who knows that God owns it all. "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." And then David writes in Psalm 24 and verse 1, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." Dear friends, this gentleman, he knows that God owns it all. He knows I am nothing, that my life and my service is for him because he owns it all. He owns me because he created me. He's allowed me to exist. I belong to him. He belongs to me. Therefore, I will give him my best, because my best also is something that he deserves. And dear gentlemen, the same thing with our walk and our relationship with our wife and with our daughters. They deserve the very best of us and in our life. Are we the ones that he has made up his mind that he is a steward? He trusts God for his personal needs. In other words, even though that pastor here may put his denomination of bills in order, I also know when I open it up, whatever's in my wallet belongs to him. I've done my very best through the years, and I have to say I'm not perfect, but I think I can say this accurately. When it's time to take up a love offering, when I pull out my wallet, I look and I say, Lord, how much of your money that I'm holding do you want me to give in this offering? Because he owns it all. In fact, sometimes the Lord says, there's nothing in here. Pull out your checkbook. Sometimes that's a little bit harder to do. In fact, we've gotten so lazy, and I don't know about you, but I don't carry a checkbook. I've got one. I write a check every week, and when I give my tithes and offering and my missions giving every week, I'm one of those old-fashioned guys. I do it every single week. I know how to multiply by 52 or by 12 and divide. That's just what I do. But I do know that he owns it all. And whatever he would have me to do is exactly what I want to do with my time, my talent, and my treasure. I want to make sure that I'm treating the bride that God has given me the way he wants me to treat her. I also want to make sure that I'm treating my possessions and leading by example for my wife and for my children, that he does own it all. Here's the blessing, gentlemen. Here's the blessings, mom. When our children ask us the question, what does God want us to do? Not just what dad wants us to do. What does mom and dad want us to do? But mom and dad, what does God want us to do? Setting that godly example. Somebody asked, gentlemen, if your little girls grow up and one day we're going to get married, do you want her to marry somebody just like you? Ooh, or maybe a little better. Maybe to marry up. Are we training and setting an example for our little girls on what to look for in a man? Mamas, are we training our young boys and showing them an example for him to look for in a future wife? All these things come together, whether it's Mother's Day or Father's Day, it comes simply down to, are we the kind of people that contends for the faith, that are committed to serve, that enjoys the fellowship of other believers, and realizes and practices that God does truly own it all? And then number five, a husband who worships God. There's no doubt in my mind that our ladies represented here this morning, many of our wives and our mothers and our daughters, surely wants to help, a helpmate, and to be a helpmate with a man, with a young person who worships and serves the Lord. Psalm 95 and verse 3 and 7. Psalm 95, 3 and 7. For the Lord is a great God. Well, I could stop right there and that'll speak for itself. And a great king above all gods. In his hand there are deep places in the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. And then Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Are we allowing, do we realize that he is worthy of our worship? Do we realize that we are not to be conformed to this world, but to him? Because he is the one that is worthy of our attention, worthy of our worship. See, we need moms and dads today. We're boys and girls and nieces and nephews and grandsons and granddaughters look and they see not just mom opening her Bible and praying, but they see mom and dad bothly a desire to live for the Lord, to read their Bible, to talk to God, and a wife who supports and encourages and is a helpmeet to her husband. Because as I said earlier, gentlemen, God created her for us So are we treating her the way that she should be treated? Are we adoring her and encouraging her and setting an example for her as God intended for us to do? What better way to honor our ladies today, to honor our mothers, to honor our wives and setting a godly example before them, not just today, but every single day of the year? A husband who contends for the faith, who is committed to serve, who enjoys fellowship, who knows that God owns it all, and a husband who worships God. Before we go on this morning, let me encourage you, young ladies. We've got some young girls in here this morning. I know we got some in children's ministry, some in an auditorium that are young, and some that are maybe a little older that are not married yet. But let me encourage you, especially our younger ladies. Don't go looking for a husband. Don't go looking for a man in your life. You don't need a man yet. I'm sure if you'll ask your dad, he'll tell you, oh, at least 31 before you start looking. No, I know that might be a little bit too much, but daddies, I'm sure, are saying amen. But hopefully you can look for one just like dad. And that you can be patient and get your education, grow and mature, establish yourself in your faith and growing in the Lord. And let me encourage you, you don't need to look, because God has already has him picked out. He already knows where he is. He knows his phone number. He knows his address. He knows where he's at. He's preparing him, that perfect man that God has designed for you, and you will meet at the bright and the appropriate time. But until then, let your dad be the man in your life. Let the big brother, the grandfather, whoever that's a male close to you in your life, a grandfather, to be the man that will fit some needs that you need in your life, to show you what a godly man will do and how he will live. And Lord willing, he's taking that task serious and desiring to contend for the faith. He's committed to serve the Lord and to serve others. He enjoys the fellowship of being around other believers. And he not only worships God, but he knows that God owns it all and that he is just a steward of the Lord. And then number six, and lastly this morning, a husband who lives for eternity. That's what a woman needs. That's what a godly wife needs in her life. You may be here today and you feel like, well, I don't know that I'm meeting all of those needs that you've said today. That's okay. Start striving now to meet those needs. Make a change. Turn over a new leaf. And by the way, old dogs can learn new tricks. I don't care what the world says. Young dogs can learn new tricks as well. But desire to be what God would have you to be. And everything that we've looked at in Scripture this morning, the points that I've made, is based on Scripture. So are you a husband, lastly, a man who lives for eternity? So often today, there are men that have a desire in their living to be a millionaire one day. They're living to have great wealth one day. They're living to be the very best at whatever field they're in or whatever their sport they're competing. It's wonderful that God has given us talents, but why shouldn't all those things be second after being the man that God wants me to be? Mamas, let me encourage you to love your sons and love your daughters and encourage them to first to be what God would have them to be. And any talent that God has given them, whether it be singing, instrument, sports, or any other thing, talent, education, being intelligent, those are wonderful things, but they come secondary to being what God would have you to be. And they will only strive for those things if you are setting the way, an example to show them being what God wants me to be will allow me to be the best at what God has equipped me for. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7 and 8. 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. I have fought a good fight. And by the way, this is not in context with a husband and wife relationship. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness for the Lord, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Dear friends, gentlemen, do we live for eternity? Are we finishing the course and the commitments that we have made? Are we finishing the course that the Lord has put us on? Are we keeping the commitments that we have made, especially to our family, especially to the Lord? Are we laying up rewards in heaven? Are we doing our best to bring others with us in service unto the Lord? See, a husband who lives for eternity, the Bible says, is the kind of man who keeps his commitment, who stays on course in the service of the Lord. I have finished my course. He knows he has rewards laid up in heaven. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with laying up a few rewards, a few little bit of money for the future if the Lord tarries. But it shouldn't be a priority of laying up treasures in heaven. Dear friends, our ladies, our girls, our daughters need men in their life, whether it be a husband, a father, an uncle, a brother, a cousin, whatever your relationship is with young ladies or women in your life, should be the example and a desire to show them how to contend for the faith. Who sees you being committed to serve others as well as serving the Lord. They should see in us those that we enjoy good fellowship with other believers in our life, and that we know without any reservation, because we live it, that God owns it all, and that we worship Him in our life and our pace, and the things that we do and say is based on eternity. Are we setting those as examples? See, the best way we can honor our mothers, the best way we can honor the ladies in our lives, our daughters, our mothers, our wives, is to be the kind of men that God would have us to be. And if we are what we should be, I believe it's a whole lot easier for them to be what God would have them to be. And ladies, just like we read in Genesis, the best way to help your man, the sons, the brothers in your life to be the kind of person they need to be is you to be what God has created for you. Is that helpmeet for the men, especially the husband in your life? Oh, how that comes together as we work together because we complement one another. Some of you will know what I'm talking about. You've been married a little while. Sometimes my wife can finish my sentence for me. Sometimes she needs to. Sometimes I can finish it for her. Sometimes she needs me to. But whatever the case may be, it's because we are striving and working together, because I'm being who I need to be, and she's being the helpmeet that God knows that I need in my life. See, it's overlapping and working together based on the Word of God. So as we close this morning, ladies, allow us to give you the best gift today for Mother's Day that we could ever give you, gentlemen, by making a commitment, if you have not already, to be the man that God would have you to be, so that your wife could be the woman and the helpmeet that God has created her for. Husbands, wives, adults, men and women. Hey, let's go ahead and include everybody, boys and girls. Strive to be who God has created you to be, and look for those in your life. Mom, dad, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, mentor that's in your life, godly people, and say, Lord, help me to learn from them as I grow in the Lord. So if our young people here at Harvest Baptist Church, if our young people in our family circle and friends are looking at us to learn to be what God wants them to be as a young boy, or as a young girl, are we setting a good example? Are we allowing them to see that we contend for the faith? We're committed to serve. We enjoy the fellowship of family and friends and those of like faith. And we know that God owns it all. And they can see it by the way we worship Him. In our life, though we may have to work and earn a living, they know that our lives is based and lived for eternity. I believe this morning we could all strive to be exactly what God would have us to be. And dear friends, the best way for mom, for grandma, and sister to be who they need to be, gentlemen, is for us to set the example and be what God would have us to be, and understand that God has put them in our life to help us to be what He intends us to be. So, dear friends, collectively and individually, are we doing what God would have us to do in our daily walk and our daily life? Let's stand together this morning, the heads bowed and eyes closed. No one's looking around. Her piano, so make her way to the piano. She'll begin playing. And I'm going to ask you this morning, if you don't mind, just for a moment, just to bow your head and close your eyes. There's no one looking around. I'm going to ask a few questions. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then you're going to have an opportunity to talk to the Lord as well, where you stand or here at an altar. But I wondered this morning if there might be somebody here that would say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be everything that God wants me to be, but I don't have a relationship with Him. I believe the first step I need to have is I need to have a relationship with the Lord. If I died today, I'm not sure I'd go to heaven. I don't know that I can call God my Heavenly Father because I don't know Him, but I want to. Maybe you're like that this morning. You just slip your hand up and down and allow me to pray for you. I will not go to you. I will not pull you aside, but I will pray for you. What about it, men, ladies, young people? Do you know that you know that you know that you're saved and on your way to heaven? If you have that desire to live for Christ but need the help first of salvation and a relationship with Him, would you just slip your hand up and down that I can pray for you? Anyone at all this morning? Maybe you're this morning and I don't want to pry, but maybe I can just simply ask, are you being, doing, behaving, setting the example of who Christ created you to be? Gentlemen, are you setting the example? Is there room for improvement? Ladies, are you setting the example? Is there room for improvement? God very clearly said, ladies, you're a helpmeet to your husband. Gentlemen, God clearly said you're to love your wives as Christ loved the church. And the best way we can honor our mothers today, gentlemen, is to be exactly what God has created us to be, to help them to be what they need to be. So before I pray this morning, gentlemen, are you being what your wife needs you to be? Ladies, wives, young girls, are you striving to be what God has created you to be? As I pray, you pray, whether here at an altar or where you sit, you do business with the Lord and ask the Lord to help you to be all you that you can be, and ask the Lord to help you to change what needs to be changed and spend time with those that will help you to get there. Father, you know the needs are represented this morning. Pray that you speak to the hearts of your people this morning. Help us all individually and collectively to respond as the Holy Spirit speaks to our hearts. Father, bless our ladies that are here this morning, especially our mothers and our grandmothers. Bless them. Encourage them. Thank you so much for those who played a role in my life. And Father, help us as men to be thankful for those who played a spiritual role in our life. But now, Father, please speak to the hearts of your people. Help us to respond in obedience. In Jesus' name. Heads are still bowed just for a moment as our panel plays. If God has spoken to your hearts, you talk to the Lord. You do business with Him. There where you stand or here at an altar. But please respond if the Lord has spoken to your heart this morning. Hearts and minds are clear. You can look this way. And as always, God loves you. His preacher loves you. If I can be helped you in any way, please do not hesitate to ask. If you're visiting for the first time or the first time in a long time, we're so glad you chose to be with us today. And trust it was a service is a blessing to you. And I mean that if I can be helped you in any way. If you've got questions about the church, you've been attending a few weeks and you're kind of getting a little comfortable, enjoying yourself, I'd like to know more about the church. I'd love to sit down and talk with you about what it means and maybe being part of our church family. We want to be a blessing and encouragement to you. All right, now we do have some gifts. Sure, you got somebody out there to help you with that? Or to play? Yes, we're putting Brother Mel on the spot. He'll play in just a moment as we're dismissed. Ladies, on your way out, we do have a small gift for each of our moms as well as our ladies who are here today. We're so honored that you chose to be with us this morning. Trust is a blessing to you. And I really do mean this. I'm called pastor. And scripturally speaking, that means I'm a shepherd of the flock that God has given me. And the best way I can be the shepherd that you need in your life is allow me to be in your life and to know about you, that I can pray for you and encourage you. And then you can also pray for me and encourage me as well. But that's how that works. So I'm going to make my way to the back. Ladies, please pause long enough to see Michelle on your way out. She has a small little gift of appreciation to recognize our ladies and our mothers here today. And let's do our best. Remember, not just a yearly thing, but Jim, let's strive to be the men that the ladies and the wives in our lives need us to be. I'm going to ask Brother Daryl Leonard if he'll lift his voice and dismiss us in prayer.